T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That would be yours truly, the birthday boy. Here we go, getting underway on a stormy Monday late afternoon, early evening, with the final hour of the program. It is the bonus hour, the Bobby Mac Show, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. About our amazing True Facts episode for today. Bunch of texters responding to that. Has your mother never warned you to make sure you have on clean underwear just in case you're in a wreck? From Charles in Anderson. Well, Bobby, if they pass the sniff test, who's going to know? And by the way, may I suggest dark colors? Bobby, every year? I replace my underwear every season, and I can understand 2 days if life keeps you busy, but a week? Really? Bobby, just had to change my underwear. Pretty sure I wet myself listening to Amazing True Facts from Allen, Lake Lure. Bobby Mac, I know that one pair of underwear can last for 2 weeks. You wear it for 1 week on one side, turn it inside out, and wear it for the next week. Works great. That's what you do when you're living out of duffel bags and tents and helicopters in the desert. Gotcha. Now, Bobby, I will say I've worn my underwear into the second day, usually only because I'm doing some kind of outdoor yard work first thing in the morning, and there's no point in changing underwear just to have to change them again later because you've been sweating all day. Is that a rationalization? Could be. Now, Bobby, I think it's okay to keep them in rotation as long as you wash them on the washing machine's sanitize cycle. That should kill all the bacteria. Certainly hope so. Texter merely says, you all are nasty. We do resemble that remark. Bobby, you flip those undies inside out for that extra day at a minimum. Then you throw them in the hamper, a.k.a. the compost pile, then pull them out after a while and you're good to go. Nah, I don't think so. Hey, Bobby, does it count if you don't even wear underwear? Happy birthday, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, I heard Will Smith wears a new pair of underwear every day. Yeah, but he's rich. Underwear? Who wears underwear? Jim and Easley. Bobby, if you've been in the military, an ER resident, or a long-distance truck driver, you've worn your drawers more than 2 days in a row. You never served in combat. You sometimes have to wear the same pair over a week. Yeah, but we're not talking about being in combat. We're talking about going to Walmart. Bobby, one time... Hillary said that if she goes down, she would take a lot of people with her. There's one reason she's no longer in jail. She's not in jail. Bobby, you should consider changing the name of the show to Everybody Loves Bob, except Anthony and that other leftist idiot. Gotcha. More pouring in here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. Happy birthday, Bobby Mac. Brian Cudd in Duncan. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Happy birthday, Bob. Bobby, one word for those folks. Febreze. There you go. Hey, Bobby. Hey, you know, go commando. No worries. Hey, Bobby, happy birthday from one of your Brevard, North Carolina listeners. Thank you. Appreciate that. So today on the Hill, Omar and Tlaib, who set up this latest example of leftist lunacy, this business with Israeli travel restrictions. Here are the two members of Congress who have made the most anti-Semitic, anti-State of Israel comments and actions of any member of Congress in recent memory. Expressed support for boycotts of Israel. And now they're all upset, and they're emotional. They're crying because Rashida Tlaib wants to see her granny in Palestine. Holding back tears, crocodile tears, during a news conference as she and Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Somalia, condemned Israel's recent decision to impose restrictions on their visiting the country, with the Democrats calling for Congress to get involved. We in the United States have a constructive role to play. We give Israel more than $3 billion in aid every year. This is predicated on them being an important ally in the region and the only democracy in the Middle East. And they are. But denying a visit to duly elected members of Congress is not consistent with being an ally. Well, those two ladies should be aware of the fact that Israel has a law on the books that allows them to prevent anyone to visit their country that seeks to harm Israel. You think Omar and Tlaib would like to harm Israel? Are you kidding? They'd like to see Israel wiped off the face of the map. They won't come right out and say so, but that's what they believe. So why criticize Israel's prime minister, the U.S., for his role in this? Because they don't want to have people traveling to their country and want to harm it? And yet, while blocking the planned trip, the Israeli government said it would accept a humanitarian request from Tlaib to visit her Palestinian grandmother. But then on Friday, Tlaib, who had set this thing all up, Tlaib said she would not travel to the West Bank to visit family, despite getting permission hours earlier from Israel's interior minister. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that Tlaib and Omar's itinerary reveal that they planned a visit whose sole objective was to strengthen the boycott against us and deny Israel's legitimacy. He said Israel welcomes critics, with the exception of those who support boycotts of the Jewish state. Well, they Omar and Tlaib, they're dangerous, but they're not stupid. I don't think Tlaib ever had any real idea of visiting her grandmother in the West Bank. She just wanted to make Israel look bad and attack it again, which he's done. And of course, the media plays right along with this, as they always do. But this is just another scam. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we cruise on a stormy Monday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You are absolutely right, Governor LePetitme, and that's what we do for 4 hours each day here on the Bob and the Bobette Show. All three of us slaving away over a hot microphone, computer terminal, what have you. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair, Miss Moneypenny, on the other side of the glass pushing the buttons, screening the callers and making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, little Annie back in the news center, keeping us alert to severe weather advisories and all the rest. So there you go. 22 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show this Monday evening. You know, it's amazing the hypocrisy of the left, and they display it all the time. And look at the way now, you know, they're talking about the red flag gun laws, and we have to make sure that people are safe from people that should not own firearms and all the rest. And guns are dangerous. Guns kill people. Guns are bad. And the orange bad man wants you all to have guns, and we don't. So, you know, it's gun grabbers. One day after day, week after week, minute by minute, they keep screaming for gun control. Common sense gun control, don't you know? Meantime, a Democrat state senator from Illinois over the weekend drew criticism after pictures were posted online showing his supporters at a fundraiser performing a mock assassination of President Trump. A Facebook user, in response to the incident, posted, "Ah, yes, the tolerant left." Photos posted by a woman who witnessed the mock assassination on Friday night show supporters of Senator Martin Sandoval, who represents Illinois' 11th district, which includes parts of Chicago. And, of course, they don't have any gun problems in Chicago, right? Show him acting out in front of guests. One of them can be seen pointing a fake machine gun at a man wearing a Trump mask and Mexican costume. The individual appears to simulate being shot, grabbing his chest and falling back. In another photo, Sandoval can be seen standing next to the person holding the gun. Another user on Facebook said, "Why is this okay? This is sickening." The pictures have sparked outrage on both sides of the aisle, with Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker blasting them in a statement Saturday night, saying, and I quote, "As our nation grapples with the epidemic of gun violence, purposely pointing a fake gun at anyone is insensitive and wrong. I condemn actions like the ones displayed in the pictures because they lack the civility our politics demands." Yeah, we see that civility demonstrated all the time by the left. Sandoval released a statement Sunday apologizing for the incident, which he called unacceptable. "I don't condone violence toward the president or anyone else unless it's exposed on Facebook," the lawmaker said. "I apologize that something like this happened at my event." Yeah, he's heartbroken, I'm sure. Meantime, the gun grabbers continue full bore, With the announcement, the House Judiciary Committee plans to return from recess early to discuss a variety of gun-grabbing measures. Stalwart Second Amendment advocates need to be on high alert. The recent spate of deranged individuals shooting people in public places has fired up the anti-gun lobby to a fever pitch. Several laws designed to gut the Second Amendment are in the offing, along with the Extreme Risk Protection Order Act. As if this weren't enough, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has set September 25th as the date for a hearing on, quote, assault weapons, end quote. And most of the gun control chatter centers these days around so-called red flag gun laws. These are ones Lindsay has been pushing. Red flags, as most people know, are alerts when used in connection with gun control. This is legislation designed to take firearms from people who have not committed a crime but are deemed a danger to others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a gray area, right? Who's going to be making these decisions about who's a danger to others? When up against the right to bear arms, this is the kind of law that is fraught with danger that is unconstitutional. Just a few of the potential pitfalls, if I may. Number one, who is a danger? Now, let's say, for instance, a couple in the middle of an ugly divorce starts slinging mud and the wife knows that her spouse owns firearms. What's to stop her from claiming that she's frightened and perhaps in anger concoct a story or two about her soon-to-be ex? She hires a lawyer to get a court order to have her husband's guns taken away. Now it's up to a judge to decide ex parte, in Latin, which means the judge hears only one side of the story. Out of an abundance of caution, the judge issues a court order for the man to surrender his guns. And this is not some kind of far-fetched scenario. It outlines just how the right to due process can easily be violated. You don't have to speak in hypotheticals to understand this one. In California, a woman who resides in the home of a man who had his firearms seized also had her guns confiscated as well. This happened even though her firearm was registered and locked in a gun safe. Essentially, the woman must surrender her rights due to guilt by association. These red flag laws are just loaded with all kinds of gray areas that call for assumptions on the part of law enforcement, judges, and mental health professionals. So just who poses a threat? Now, some of these are going to be obvious. But what constitutes a person who's at risk for violent behavior? What definition of mental illness is being used here? And what are the politics of the people who are making these judgments? Or to put it another way, how mentally ill do you have to be? Red flag laws set up a situation whereby those in positions of authority may want to err on the side of being safe, and that's bound to mean more people are going to have their firearms taken away. Now, here's the other thing. Once taken, it's not easy to get your guns back. According to a law professor, Donald Kilmer, storage fees apply, which means you have the joy of paying for your confiscated guns to be taken care of someplace else, not to mention the attorney fees, so you can defend yourself in a due process hearing. The law professor estimates initial costs could run around $15,000. If there's an appeal, a person whose guns have been confiscated could be looking at up to $100,000. So pretty obvious that enacting red flag legislation represents a real serious threat to the fundamental rights afforded us by the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And it's up to us to make sure that lawmakers understand they need to heed the phrase less is more when it comes to dreaming up new gun rules that are likely to initiate all kinds of legal questions without doing anything at all to solve the problem. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour here on Monday, including today's edition of Boneheads and the News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. We're in the last half of the bonus hour on what's turned out to be, in parts of the upstate, a stormy Monday late afternoon, early evening. In on the text line, Bobby, have you tried the chicken biscuit at Bojangles with pimento cheese on it? OMG. No, ironically, I did have a pimento cheese sandwich for lunch. The pimento cheese at Lowe's, the grocery store, the pimento cheese they have there is as close as you can get to the pimento cheese at Augusta National Golf Club, which is the best your taste buds can hope for. Bobby, I wonder how many liberal wackos will say the day red flag laws go into effect that the crazy right-wing shock jock cut me off and flipped me a bird and threatened me with a 9-iron. Yeah, sure to happen. Bobby, I wish there's a way to stifle Tom Steyer on TV. It's so insulting listening to him tell lies about Trump over and over again. Why is he not part of the Dems lineup for their the lineup of all their candidates from Belinda C? The DNC, the Democrat National Committee, sets the parameters for people that can make it to the debates, and you have to have a certain amount of money contributed from a certain number of states, and you have to have a certain standing in the polls, and he has failed to meet any of those metrics to this point. Happy birthday, Bobby Mack. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, so Graham is stomping around complaining about Trump getting out of Afghanistan after 19 years on one hand, and in the other, disarming law-abiding citizens who own firearms, because I can assure you, the criminals will always be able to get a gun, but lawful gun owners can have them taken away if they have ticked somebody off. Bob, in regard to the red flag gun laws, has nobody in the Capitol seen the movie Minority Report? Sure, they've seen it. That's what this is based on. Bobby, who came up with these red flag gun laws anyway? Adolf Hitler? Now, Bob, quick lesson for your listeners. Gun control is going to the gun store and only buying one gun when you wanted to buy two. There you go. Now, Bobby, when I see Lindsey Graham saying red flag gun laws, I hear Gomer Pyle saying, citizens arrest, citizens arrest. Happy birthday, Bobby. And by the way, that Democrat in Illinois, Sandoval, should have been arrested. Bob, here's a perfect idea. Take away all the guns and silence the media talking about any crimes. They tried it in the Soviet Union, except government was the only mob allowed. This is their way to their imaginary paradise. Gotcha. Bobby missed boneheads in the news all last week. Not to worry, because the moment has arrived for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with Boneheads. There we go. Moneypenny's got the music cranked up. This is somewhat embarrassing. New York man was arrested on Friday after he tried to pull over a van. He was pretending to be a police officer. There was only one problem. The van he pulled over was full of real police officers, detectives, to be precise. Valeri Portlock, 25, turned on emergency lights and sounded an air horn in Hicksville, a city on Long Island, 30 miles east of New York City, on the road Friday morning as he tried to pull over a van. The van full of detectives from the Nassau County Police Department's electronics squad. Good going, genius. May want to try another line of work other than crime. You know, it'd be so interesting to get in this guy's head and see just what the, you know, what he was thinking. 28-year-old Mark Lattimore from Butler, PA. He recently stole a woman's credit card and used it to buy a cell phone at the store, at a convenience store. He also bought beer and cigarettes while he was there. Of course he did. And in both cases, when it came time for him to sign the credit card receipt, he signed it thief. Now, I don't know if this is because he had a guilty conscience, he didn't think he could forge the woman's signature, so he just went with thief, or he's just so stupid that he randomly signed that because it was first word to came to mind. Well, in any event, the cops used the thief receipts to figure out what time he was at the store, then reviewed the security footage, and bingo. Oh, and when they called the phone he'd bought, he answered. He was arrested for receiving stolen property and theft. You heard about this? Dog fishing? Posing with a dog for pictures on dating sites? A smart way to get more people interested in you, but false advertising. Here's the new dating term for you, dog fishing. Someone poses for their dating profile pictures with a dog or another pet that is not theirs. There's an online dating coach in D.C. who says, don't do that, even if it gets you more matches. You know, that's weird to use somebody else's dog online. Seems like you're trying too hard. Yeah, or desperate. Meantime, of all the places to fool around, this was their best option. Cops caught a 25-year-old man and 25-year-old woman. They were buck naked, as they say, and fooling around in a car in Birmingham, Michigan, 12:15 in the morning last Thursday. The cops didn't have a lot of difficulty finding this amorous couple. The place they decided to park? The parking lot at police headquarters. Duh. Arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, here we go. It's not often that we here in Greenville actually make it to Boneheads, but today is an exception to the rule, thanks to 21-year-old Jaderic Freeman driving drunk on Saturday when he didn't hit the brakes in time and crashed into an auto shop. He crashed into Brakes for Less. Hit another car first, then lost control, crashed through the front of the building. It's not claimed if he ever hit the brakes because he didn't stop until he hit several other cars that were parked inside in the garage area. Finally came to a stop in the section of the store where they do repairs, which he's going to need. It was the middle of the night. Luckily, nobody was there. Driver in the other car suffered only minor injuries. Yes, alcohol may have been involved as he was arrested for drunk driving.
Did you watch the video?
I did.
He got a lot of air.
Yes, he did. And he's now locally famous. Well, it wouldn't be Boneheads without, of course, a Florida man. Guy in Florida got into an argument with his girlfriend last week. Yeah, it's not a good sign when a relationship with somebody uses hardcore construction equipment to try and get the last word. 20-year-old Hunter Mills from Crestview, Florida. On Thursday, he had his girlfriend meet him near a construction company. Said they needed to talk. When she refused to answer one of his questions, he decided to end the argument by climbing into a front-end loader and dumping a load of dirt on top of his girlfriend's car. She wasn't hurt, but her windows were open. So, yeah, here you go. Dirt got inside the car, doing about $8,000 in damage. He's been arrested. Felony, criminal mischief. And finally, this guy, a guy in Florida, got into an argument with his neighbors over loud music on Monday last. Tried to hit him with nunchucks, but he missed. Hit their car. The nunchucks bounced back and hit him in the face. Good going, bonehead. He was arrested for aggravated battery and assault. There you go. There is the Monday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back to wrap things up here on Monday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. It is 6:51 now, 9 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As we go back to the phones, Stephanie is along next. Stephanie is in Woodruff. Hi, Steph, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Another one.
Yeah, I know. I got one coming up on Saturday.
Oh, wow. So,
a year less than you.
So you're on the cusp. You're on the cusp of leaving Leo and going into whatever's next, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Gotcha.
The only thing I got to say is this gun thing is driving me damn crazy.
the red flag gun laws.
I mean, everybody has forgotten what the Second Amendment is all about. Second Amendment is about trying to keep us safe from tyranny of the government.
Correct.
Now, when they ban semi-automatic weapons, which are not assault weapons, how are we going to come up against M16s? We might as well have muskets.
Yeah, or slingshots.
Or a slingshot. It wasn't to protect your home. That's part of it. But it was basically for being able to respond to a tyrannical government. I'll tell you what. My AR-15 ain't going nowhere.
Well, look, we really understand what they're up to here, because every time we see a tyrannical dictatorship as the form of government that's running things, the first thing they do is round up the guns to make the population unable to resist whatever it is they want to do. And that's exactly
Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at Nazi Germany. Look at Russia. Look at China. They've gone in and rounded up the guns. And when that happens, you're no longer a citizen. You are a slave of the government. Stephanie, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Richard is next. He is in Greer. Hi, Richard, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Happy birthday. I hope you had your grand slam this morning from Denny's on the house.
It's been a good birthday. Yep. Thanks.
Good. Hey, back to the underwear deal. Now, you had some interesting scenarios. I had to change mine myself because it was pretty funny. But just think about this. You know, we in the U.S. are so fortunate to have one single thing that you think you'd never have, leave the house without, or not leave the house, but go camping without. Toilet paper.
You bet.
You go to a lot of third world, or not even third world countries, they don't have toilet paper. So, I'm wondering if that particular survey was given to other people in other parts of the country, if it would come back different.
This is going to sound like it's made up, but I assure you it is perfectly true. I had a friend who served at Moscow Station in the days of the old Soviet Union. He told me that through personal experience, he was aware of the fact that the toilet paper that was made in the old Soviet Union actually would have splinters in it, wood chips in it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, could there be a more basic indictment of a tyrannical communist dictatorship than that? That's a...
Well, hey, I mean, look at the basic rudimentary parts of it. I mean, that's why, you know, true survivalist and prepper, you know what leaves to use and not to use, and that's why we actually, you saw a lot of corn cobs around the outhouses.
Well, it's a shame that Sears has gone downhill, because their catalog used to have more than one use.
That's correct.
Thanks for the call, Richard. I appreciate it. And on that note, we wrap things up here on the Stormy Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Thanks so much for being along today. We'll do it all again tomorrow. And don't forget, a week from today, we'll be down in Anderson there for Jeff Duncan's Faith and Freedom Barbecue. Jim Jordan going to be there, and Vice President Pence. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye. Till our next show. Goodbye from us to you.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.